ever go to Narvik and want to go to Kimmo, they will furnish our boat, the economy, but then you have to buy your own boat.
Okay. Elmer, on your question about the gun safety training that you're going to be implementing sometimes in the future, right? What would be the best way to go about this and make sure that we have a good handle on this? And what I think we're driving at is the prevention of accidents. You know, while you have that training, we need to make sure that you know, no accidents happen during your training of your gun safety. I think it's a good training. And our kids need it. They need it to have that good training on the weapons, because I think the weapon is not a thing to play with, and it should be used properly and used for what it's made to be used. So I have no problem with that training. I think it's just so we have a good handle on it. I don't know about the...
Mr. Chairman, the only thing that I have a question is, are you going to get certified for that? Yeah. Since we have licensed boat operators, I think that we should be certified in gun training too. So, for that purpose, for safety.
And there's on your budget, 97, there's a couple of things that I see. There's the airline transportation and marine transportation. Airline transportation, I don't think we can do that much, all right, but how about this marine transportation? Why are we spending about $20,000?
On marine transportation, it's new regulations, and you'll find that as you go through camps and do your own camps, you have to have drivers that are Coast Guard licensed. So those are independent contractor people. We need lorry clerks. We need
Okay, let me question that. Who carries the insurance?
None carries the insurance.
Does that apply to have life boatmen?
None got insurance for Elmer, and we've been working the past 2 years making sure that either the driver is insured or that during the duration of the camp that Nana covers insurance on that boat. But right now the insurance coverage is for the boat operator himself. But for the past couple of summers we've been covering insurance for Elmer's operation.
One of the things I'd like to bring out is if we're going to use these licensed boatmen, they should carry their own insurance, not covered by NANA, not covered by us. They should be equipped like what the Coast Guard says. I have licensed over 510 certificates before. And I know all the procedures on that. So if we contract with any boat operator, that boat operator, when he contracts with us, he should have all the safety equipment in the boat and carry his own insurance so that we won't be liable for what happened.
Okay, I'm the only boat driver.
Yeah, I understand that. But other boat operators should carry whatever, like life jackets, You know, in that boat that I worked this summer, it costed me $1 to go into a skiff. These kind of boat operators, they always remind their own crew that it cost them to go into a skiff without a life jacket, and I did. And I had to pay that $1 to that, not being careful. So I'm glad that, we just got to make sure that our children are covered, safely. And make sure that, if you have a person and you're contracting with a boat operator, that one of you should check see if that boat is well equipped according to the Coast Guard regulations.
I think what I'd probably like to see is let's look at this some more and see where we can go. Maybe there's a way that we could, we got IRAs, that probably could help us out on this, reduce this cost of marine transportation. Maybe there's a way to do it, I don't know. I mean, it won't hurt to ask and find out, so we could use this at least $15,000 and this $20,000 to something else to better our super camp. I think we're still in the past, and I think we're drifting off to too much on the on whatever. But I'd like to see something, research being done, so we can try to reduce the cost of this transportation. The air transportation, I don't think that we can do much, but this marine transportation, I think there's a way that we can, might be.
That's going to be designated as a
Maybe we need to have somebody put on the IRA jacket, put a big sign on the back of it, and have a big IRA on it. Go for it. Jonas?
We order, one of the things that I wanted to question was, I wonder if a Coast Guard would work with us to have some kind of waiver on some of these things, you know. I know that the boats that we use are not Coast Guard inspected. I know that for sure. Because when I was a towboat captain, I used to be able to sign my boat off and the barge to the Coast Guard, and the Coast Guard inspector comes. But these boat operators are not Coast Guard inspected yet, and I'm wondering, maybe we could question the Coast Guard, see if there's anything that we could do away with through a waiver. We have insurance for the children, but there are some things that might be starting to get a little bit expensive to us. And I think the Coast Guard needs to understand that. I know the Coast Guard is tough, but they understand too. You need to talk to them, but you'd have to know the Coast Guard in order to talk to them. I'd be willing to volunteer to talk to some of these Coast Guard people.
Elmer?
Something that came up last year, I was going to try and get my 110, get my 110 license. And something that came up, I was talking about the camp that we're doing, and he's going to bring it back to Juno, who's going to talk to the commander about it, and I thought he would call it from here and tell him about what my job was, and Bob Winters already knew about that. The block or the wall thing where that we have to go over. They're working on exactly what they're talking about.
That's good, because we're not going to have enough money some one of these days to, I mean one of these years to cover this kind of expense. And
we're working on that. As a matter of fact, I need to call Bob Winter and tell him, you know, he's a first class commander, and I need to talk to him about exactly what we're talking about before.
And I think that's what Levi is trying to say, you know. This figure is going to climb up every year. And we're not going to be able to afford it, not unless our agencies give us a hand on the cost, you know. I don't think that NANA can do it alone. Maybe these contributions are going to have to come up too in order to meet the cost, you know.
Tommy, did you have your hand up?
Yeah. I had it a couple of times.
All right.
Cover, like, you have rolling lights,
For your information, we did have one driver this summer that was accused of having alcohol on his breath. And I called the Coast Guard. It was all hearsay, but I called the Coast Guard to see what the rules and regs were. He was not driving the boat, but he had an assistant who was driving the boat. But after that, we never used this driver for the remainder of the summer. But even that hearsay, I was not there. There were some people that reported it to me, and we stopped this person from driving immediately because he was the captain of the boat, but he had a driver who was driving the boat. And that's okay, according to the Coast Guard, if you have another driver driving the boat, because this driver is trying to work on his hours to get his license to keep. But that's for your information, and it could happen, and it could happen again in the future.
Okay, if that happened again, you don't need to go to the Coast Guard. You can go to the state troopers and handle that real quick. And the state troopers can go to the Coast Guard. Yes.
I don't know anything about the Coast Guard, but it is illegal in the state of Alaska to operate a boat while under the influence of alcohol, and it is a criminal offense. Very similar. It's called like a DWI. The only difference is your driver's license is not taken away from you, but all the other penalties that apply to DWI apply to operating a boat while under the
influence. Okay, this person
is
not operating the boat.
I know, but that was your original question, so just to let you know.
Thanks.
Okay. The rule states now in the Coast Guard, you have an assistant. That assistant has to have a permit or a license also to be an assistant. It can't be in process, that just because it's on process, this assistant can't take over the boat. And this is the law in the Coast Guard. Yeah. But I think this would apply to the state law rather than Coast Guard too, right?
What?
If the person was driving under the influence.
If the person is operating a vehicle which includes a boat under the influence,
mm-hmm.
that's a violation of state law.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if someone else is operating on then, like, if I'm three sheets to win and someone else is driving my car who's sober, I'm not operating my car. Someone else.
Okay, do the same way.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I don't know how far we can go with this, but I think what we need to do is just make sure that our staff that works in the Cebu and make sure that I have a good knowledge of these and take whatever action they need to take. But I still think this 20,000 should be knocked off somehow, and I don't know how it is, but I think there is a way that we could bring it. But we need to look at it.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, Martha, would it be possible maybe to let either Levi and I know from the Coast Guard comes up here for any classes? Maybe we could question some of these that we talked about this morning, you know, like a waiver for some of these things here. Because we need to make the Coast Guard understand, too, it's costing us to be able. I mean, that's fine if our people are getting their license, you know. That's great. But Levi's concern is this figure will probably be a little bit further up next year. Yeah.
With that, if there's nothing else, then we'll take If that's all you have on nursing. Okay. Thank you for the report, Mandy. And we'll take a 15 or 10 minute break. 15 minute break. Hi.
Yeah.
first of all, when you drink alcohol, and understand that alcohol just isn't limited to what we think it is, like R&R and 151, beer and stuff like that. They redefined it so that that Lysol stuff and other products that have alcohol in them, if you're intending to use it for human consumption, that too now qualifies as alcohol. So, let me give you an example. If I come to talk to you and I buy a couple of cans of Lysol and take it back, and you know, importation is a bathroom machinery between the maximum penalty of a year's jail and a $5,000 fine. Now, a lot of these cases you see are called attempted importation. That means they stop the person intoxicated before the booze or the person gets to the village. That is a Class C misdemeanor, and that has a maximum penalty of 3 months in jail or $1,000. Okay. So that's a different kind of crime, a different thing. Now, if you bring over a certain amount of alcohol into a village, you can be charged with a felony. And importation can also be a felony offense. And that is 16 fifths of whiskey, 12 per case, so a case and a half, and that's a felony level. More than 5 cases and 7 cans of beer, or 32 fifths of wine. And if you have that much or more, that makes it a felony. And if it's a felony, the maximum penalty is up to 5 years in jail and or a $50,000 fine. But even though I talk about the maximum penalty, you have to understand when people are charged with felony offenses, the law says that if you're a first felony offender, like for an felony importation, you only get a sentence of about 2 years in jail maximum, unless there are things which would make it more serious. And you should probably get less than 2 years in jail. And that's a state law. So although I talk about the maximum penalty, you gotta understand that there are rules. But just because you do it, you don't get the maximum. The other thing you should understand is, because we were talking about DWI earlier, driving while intoxicated is now a felony offense. And if you have 3 DWIs in 5 years, your 3rd DWI is a felony offense. And you have to serve a mandatory minimum sentence of 120 days in jail. Now, I just want to show you something. Let's say you were convicted of felony importation or sale of alcohol without a license. That's a felony.
think it would help, you know, on the penalty of violation of these laws, you know, to pass on to our young people.
And I spend a lot of time doing it. I know a lot of people get up against them, they keep engaged, suspended. You know, they sometimes say, oh, what's all that mean? But the reality is that before we start sending folks to jail, we really do want to give them a chance to do better and change their ways.
Chairman, can I tell you something? Okay. You're incarcerated not unless you change within the last 6 months, you know. Many of our city policemen here would tell families that that person has to break a law first in order to put them in jail. And then, you know what happened. It happened, and then... And later, they put somebody in jail after it happened.
After it happened. And the answer to that is, if there is a family, it used to happen a family member would end up come home and cause all sorts of problems. And people would say, we don't want that person home when they drink. Okay? Now, one thing you can do is you can get what's called a domestic violence petition.
Yeah.
That is not a criminal thing. That is a civil order telling that person to stay away. To get one of those petitions, okay, you have to show that the person committed an act of domestic violence. And let's say the person came home one time drunk and they threw stuff around the house and you were scared. That's good enough to get that petition. Now all that says to that person is you have to stay away when you're drunk. I will tell you that people don't remember that stuff. And those are not effective orders when you word them that way. You have to say you stay away and you can go get treatment. But if the person should violate the order and come to the house, then that is a criminal charge, and the police will come and arrest the person and take them away. If he's ordered not to do so. The other thing about this domestic violence stuff that I need to make you aware of, because we were talking about the Coast Guard this morning, the world has changed in Northwest Alaska. But one of the things that's happening is if you are convicted of a misdemeanor domestic violence assault, you are not allowed to have a weapon. Now, that means that if you want to go buy a gun and they go do the Brady check, you're not going to be able to get the gun. That's one, because you have a conviction. Two is, we know that the federal law will not be enforced, but it is important for people to start being aware of that consequence, because
Mr. Chairman, Judge, let me ask you one more question. Okay, on a domestic violence complaint, can a person be arrested for, whatchamacallit, protective custody?
No.
No.
What used to happen is people would immigrate, they would go to the house, and the cops would arrest them and put them in protective custody, and after 12 hours let them go. That's what used to happen.
But it's not anymore.
It's not happening anymore. Cops do not take people into protective custody because of liability, and so now everything is done very formal and very by the book. Now, there are communities in Canada where people have this problem, and so what they do is they take the person, tie him up outside of the house, and then after he's sober, they let him come in. That is a community. I mean, we all know what the concern is. The concern is, you know, we really don't want the criminal stuff. We want some place for the person to go, but I'm saying the system doesn't work that way anymore, and maybe a community response like that might be response, you know, might address the problem.
So even if somebody's real drunk and bothering a family, then it's just got to go on and on and on.
Unless you get, if they're real drunk, they're a family member, and they're causing fear for safety or concern for safety, you can call the police and say, this is a domestic violence situation, I want an arrest. If the police say no, then what you can do is say, okay, contact the on-call judge, I want him to do a domestic violence complaint. And that's the other way. There is a, now, first of all, I understand that when we talk about domestic violence, we talk about the woman being the victim, and that's generally true. And so the system is here that way. For example, the Regional Women's Crisis Center, the name says women. But what I would recommend is if there's an elder, It is a civil order. That means that it's not criminal. It's only when the order is violated does it become a criminal case. So if the person obeys what the order says, they won't get in trouble. If they disobey, then they do get in trouble.
A person goes to talk to you from the village, and then
the trooper then goes to the judge and asks for a search warrant. The search of the box in the possession of Joe Smoke, based on what Gillette said, he will get a search warrant. Let's say that Joe Smoke is in the village starting to unload his boxes during the sled. The DPSO got this phone call, okay? And because they're in the sled, do y'all remember how he used the box to put the whistle?
Mm-hmm.
Or is that just me? Anyone remember?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so the DPSO goes by the sled and kind of kicks the sled, and hears people, little by it. And he says, I had this report that says the guy was bringing in the booty. I kicked the sled and I heard that it sounded like box. I'm going to seize that box. I can't open it, but I'm going to seize it, take it, and I will apply for a search warrant. And so he calls possibly to get a search warrant. He may or may not get it. The third way it happens is they're in the village, he's unloading the box, and the DPSO comes up and says, hey, Joe, how are things going? Pretty good. What's in the box, too? I mean, they're great. We had these. Okay, that lets them take the box and open it. Or they can say, can I open the box? And Joe says, okay. And it's done with permission, and they can open it in there. Answer the question?
Yes.
There's a lot of ways it can be done.
Thank you. If
I, judge, come and hold it.
I'm not clear on that last one before. If there's a problem, they've got to call the courthouse or the woman's shelter. Most of these things happen in the middle of the night, so basically they're not going to be able to. Is there any way to have that form in the village that the city or IRA?
First of all, it's my understanding that the DPSOs have those forms, that the village officers do, or the IRA do, for the petition. That's item one. Item two, the example we were talking about was not what was happening at the time. When it happens at the time, okay, like the thing that he called the DPSO, that they can sign up. I mean, this is, that's causing a problem. And that's a criminal way of handling it. The civil way is nothing has happened yet, but stuff has happened in the past, and I don't want it to happen in the future. So that's when you go to the criminal shelter.
In the places without a VPSO, where would they go?
You know what? Those are all real good questions, real good problems. I would say, except the village of Fallsville, or the women's shelter. There's going to be a conference for the women's shelter. Levi, come on, 5 minutes. Okay, yeah.
I have a question, this might clarify more, because on the domestic violence,
yeah.
If the grandparents or whoever fill out these domestic violence forms,
mm-hmm.
and tell their grandson or whoever to stay away from a home when they are drinking, and but if that person is sober, he can be at the home dwelling. Okay, that's what I wanted to clarify, is that
if the order says stay away when intoxicated, that means they can't be at the home when they're intoxicated, but they can be at the home when they're sober.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, but I want to say something about that, because it's a real problem. The fact is that when you get one of these orders, and let's say it was the way, stay away when you're intoxicated, when the person is intoxicated, he doesn't remember these orders. And so if he's always been going home, then when he's intoxicated, he will go. If the order says, stay away and I want you to get some treatment, and I don't want you coming back, then he knows he's got to stay away. And that's why I understand the heart part of this, but I'm real concerned about that, because in effect what you're saying when you say that is, okay, I'm going to call the police when he comes to the house drunk, and then I know the police will have to take him away.
Yes. Yeah. That's the thing that I want to make sure, because a lot of elders won't fill out those forms because it'll take their son away completely away, because it'll,
right.
the harmony will come back the minute the person sobers up.
Okay.
And then.
And when you fill out the form, you're in control of what the order says.
Yeah.
But if the person is arrested for domestic violence, nobody can control the law, says they ain't going home.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good. Jed? Thank you. On this letter on November 6th, that these folks are coming to Constable to have meetings. I think we need to have a representative from our elders council, since we have two of them that lives in Constable, along with Elmer Goodwin and Jonas and this Elmer here. If one of you at least could be in that to represent our elders, would be nice. I don't think we could, anybody else, if anybody of one of you that are here in Kotzebue at that time, would invite you to attend that meeting, because I think it's something that we need to support and to give a backup or whatever support that we can give. Anything that to do with our young people, we need to have a full support from the elders. And anything that to do with our, to help our young people. Thank you. All right, let's go down to a trip to subsistence meeting, Elmer. This Elmer.
Okay, the subsistence Sue Nagalu, Levi, Charlie Curtis, Yok Kuk Lunuk Pik Mata, Don Wak Duk, Basin, Subsistence Representative Mukama, Elixir Yun Tuk, Hol Lak Minga, Asin, Khan Pak Tony Tesamani, Yok Lunuk, Worldly One in Anna Region, Mi Pika Kakuta, The Borough, The Assembly Ngit, Don Wak Duk Tuk, Sili, Mani Yat Kut, Board member ni tahun wah kita tu, Nana, Nana board, and some KIC tahun wah holding, buat tinggi work, untuk kanarin, listing ni li malikunuk Charlie, so that the first statement Nana mon itu kerja tinggi kunuk malikunuk, kerja mana tinggi buat. Katimak matali yo gunuk ki ani pli raunuk ping nik tala tu li tawu tok kana ki rak luit sat ko pli kawut na governor proposal selina sat na 40 madrum na yo gunuk seli present tak mata kai cik mata tuna katiku ngapjuk mal Ya Allah, ini malik tuk, tuk kenat, seperti itu dulu. Bagaimana isi nyuruh kati makap cak, nyuruh lelik pun mana han ngurah utak, tak nalik han ngerep lugu. State dauna, state dam, governam, proposal langa, kuktul lapar lugu, inyuruh kap cak pingnik lugu, aglan, Federal government, sana Park Service kutikun dulu, Federal Fish and Wildlife kutikun dulu, makununa olak ni dengan ikhtok. Sana pikiran lak dulu, kutika hati dulu. Sule, ini lak dulu, inyu vote inyu pene, kisenik, Inyu net lap tigun temat kununa angwore tigut kisene kinyu net lap tigun ini lakuk lugu tema ini rupi lakat yuk kesemali ini capca Barbara Pianacek chairman nak takuti ngobani kati makap tema 2 days chairman nak taktarap lugu manu yad kuning ukap tigil lakar asin ingmini kukak siyak tangit cok ikayok lugu Mak makau lead up tak untuk hatu road kami hatu road tu kita yok lugu tak nova di level tali nak puni yak tu nak pati moral lak tengah tak hoda kita kau picture ting di muda kau yang lak tu suna lalu nak atau seri kau ting tinggi muda suni orang kain yak terbit tinggi muda Saya ingin lakuk. Asyik sila cuma ni court judgement. Langap kahonuk. Yo yo kalau ada uk naya nak cut. Ini kerana sila teh sunak. Seperti.
Tidak sama.
Ya. Aglanu wa. Sila yap jangan grup apa only. Elder tu ko. Aglak siya kung manyak patay yan, naglak siya kung luwit ka ba naman. Task force sa kilangan, temel ito masuk na kasi. Unang nga ato, timik, ipsilimik, southeast, Alaska, may mga tema, inyo tayo katapit. Kaya, native ba katapit, tapko, task force at kastangay ka ba naman. Tapos muna, subsistence ko. Wangalay, nakuwil lak lugo, temel kung pagtig nun. Nikliitin lagi ka. Governor una, hatu rodik. Inyupay kung taat na subsistence. Itnami, ang uwarati utisenik, inyunet na raw kung sili, tam na, talang may lahat laluni, tam na, isaktang raw. Tam na, chinyik task force sa kapuklugu, itumatigil lak suguli, nalang nigalaw kamata sa mani, governor, first day, task force up to Maumee. Dema, Anik Sigman, Kamik. Tavruma, the Tayyip, the name of my southeast, Min, Sidom, support Tagalau Migatir, Aglan, Tap Kunaka, Okunaka, and you paying on with Shoni. Sangi, you regal like as well, the Willisum Matigit Lutana, with me to Tigil Laka. Hanulu, Manang Meep, Yavilovich, you pet. You pay to me, you pay any care of not meet Bethel area, Crystal Bay, the Balaf Islands, of course, which pay you for what? What a dark next thing you can get a lot of which task force up so narrow me. To be strung up, you know what luck, much of it you will eat, and it leads to the lack of. So, not through what, the muck, it's a glad in it, or no, what? If you went to no, it's a little bit not in the lay south sea, the young of Mel Sea, not in the last week. The chair a lot more that. For your own label. What is to take up our sea? Soon I look. In a yak full of the sea.
Who was going to take charge of wildlife, you know, preservation. This is what mostly they were talking about. It you luck lugu it na Tibato one of Kakit Kadak Patiwood, Tatna Sakanyakapka, Tamana, Mikit Luk Tuk Tavramanga, Forty Hadni, Aglan, Keuva, Atana Sonak Patiwood, Tamatkununa, Anguoratiwood, state or the federal government, Tavramuna, Tamna Kakit Lura Laklu, Tamani, Kakayat. Sama hearing nak tak tu dima, nanti payahkan mai sedikit kisah balik muka di kucuk mani, hearing nak di kucuk, tak sama hearing nak alam kami, kanok tak sama kisah balik muka di kucuk. Maybe if those hearings gonna be held here in Kotzebue too or any other village in our area, I would suggest that. Our organizations or NANA would have even some of our
elders be shown in that hearing. Enough, you have anything else? But
somewhere right now, I guess in Washington, D.C., hearing out naligitin mark up to ilaka hoding kunak nga manilat kut nilu bro kut nilu manilat kut nin si walu kut nga ilaka hoding sama hearing out naligitin this week sama dabruma hearing out ada kaku kanut namuk tilanga dabruma ilisima bag ilisima ilisitukap ka si walu ligitari kuda becimik dabruminga uwawut tambah rumuna subsisten kuno rumuna upak mata secara uwaud pijak kaput sawat lak kaput tambahna nirin nirin ini ada kau tak uwaud so bayak han gua kau dan apa buka waktu so pijak kaput tambahnu kau diri raya dan sini kau kakan uwaud ahi pijibu pijibnya cut tambahna tak dah hamgurat buta nitimit nalak tok tok ni dah hamani sok dia ulah ni
sule suna kalu dia ulak tok nan board pet katip mata ta samani katip mata nan board pet kapti lutik kasi tarak kah pulu kaven narak kah pulu nan at kutni abunga tumit jake ni pliti gate subata pi kiti wa kami nak put wa kali nu nak tik ni nu tangi put amat tengah nak put sor ha tamna ni beli tiga lekat kapsi board member beli tu nara ni beli aku nak tuk kini nak kota tiru sor nak put beli dua lek tik ni tamna sek tikit pun important murak tamna awak tu tiga lekat nah, the president of Tignan Lu, Sule, Sham of Tignan, Nanami. Kemba, Kutuk, and this is what we got, Tana Kutuk, assembling it, don't know what I'll have.
So, Sule, date after Muna, cutting my hour as love to unit talk. Perlu dikatakan bersih sule.
Salah ni yang letak di bawah tak di sini salah. Maka tangan mereka di sini salah yang mana nak lebih ini di dalam waktu supaya yang dulu supaya nak tahu ni apa. Thank you. off 30 minutes. So, yes, I'm a fellow in the book. 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 I'm a from Chicago, California, Texas, and a little Alaska, substitute. It's been amazing when I were living in the city, right? Rural suffering, my family, for that. We have those miners, long ago, more of us, they chose to live among us.
Yeah.
And then I made some of the roads, up in the area. That's a system. It's also an opportunity for them, for us. And we have a new name, good spot rule. The last 40 years or so, my new stuff, was to be in the garage, that America, that we were talking about, and in the world of the book. But to continue in our way of life has been healthy for so long as people live there, but not there. You should quit talking about this system. You know, I'm not going to tell you anything about it. But then you can define it. I've been in the world of the economy, like the world of development, like we need deep space, we need During the time when Muskrat was money in the bank for us, before jobs, we hunted. Every city, you all know, when you go to Muskrat Town, I saw these two animals as much as we can. The more, the better. But next year, that move that new raffle will come up more than ever again. And in the far left of human world, we're talking about that. That in our existence history, in the past never, participating of our animals. But we know, we also have conservation ethic of our own. Sometimes when things go low, in the past we'll talk about it. There were for you that not very many of these this year. So we called it all around about the time, Nothing else to go by a week is that from the floor.
I'm going to go to the house. Saya mana kau tiga rakaat sili, karena kau bayar na, diumumkan lagi you can be gentle. To you, go to the last leaf. No, Katamna, amendments to leave Yalong, just in the way you love to Yalong, you amendment. Yak says you want Nabu, that need to the Lixanga, in the way Lurak to reaching it, that not need to be looked at. Woe to Kavramuna, amendment, Yalang, if it's a good.
Okay, I'm going to go to the next one. In your way, look at your palace. Tamna, agak-agak nangin nyawon di nuni, naku luka yak paluk tu, udah selit cukup, ya, ya, asih tak nih salak luwi nuni, terunga antuat fiksin luwi sulu, terami,
tegra omu gas limit, kau price selak limit, lek kayaan,
subsistence commission of me did the remnant of Kununa. Yeah, Kunani, go back and Cape Tools and Stern subsistence commission of me did the Kunang only. He got your fix out of the actors, there's that the Zig meet up. Okay, so Julie Day, Tabrumuna, Ripongo, Tsunama, Atlamic Betray Tupsi. Karuna open house of the Hamani, Pilakayak Palukiput. Now break a luck to busy. Tamna Pilak the Lakwood Nature, Fashi, Lancham break out. Okay. The Hamani Psuk open house of Hamik, the Kadruminga, Nulak with Jamie, Courtyard, Jamie with Nati Kaktaumi. Alaska Regal Hotel ngum akeni itomik kagemnya ang mga takamitong tamak nga Kauklet Marriott mi gata kang nasa ang iyo kaksaluro ang kisip mi sangat it na hilugo kinyakan ng inyaksuk tam na lila at sigmadunundi inyaksuk it na hinye Kauklilugo unye sumadik na kuminye inyaksuk that nali ang wajorok that na hinaksukli ang latara sa hamani uka kami kuya tingin laga tam na nanat kutnik paant na huding tebe so many years sa pagata kami suli ato chimi sa walgul itna sa bayo silifting tamat kuninga nulak bingnik all over the world iglifted silang mikni kuya tingin lugu uka aktu digiran laga nan kut nik pat na ka home te hamma to nu a of se kan oje ta kan na nu lar bi tek wu mangi ni glo khe nik tit ka di ut kap si pli ut a si ka fo ni git na a ge nak tin ngulak li ut wu ma mu ni sek tin lap li ut ta na si at la ka ge kap si wu mat khe nik tit li ut ta wu ma wu mangi ka ni hotel na ku plu ni Lutop luna meter dat na adala pe mitakan ne inyo khaktok lulang mitak dat na at lop luni so pit matok mako na lang meter kenyo winyak lu li la undi dat na lang ajak bira ne nat dat na chimi charlim untuk kalani ni kunak nga pikallah hunuk tah mungai jau kallak kang ati kudes sini taktit lunuk tah malinya jau dah ne cimik ne ki aglatara ilingisan ne kat suniginnya abu kalau orang kalau tu reindeer sah sijani glu swim panik glu apa kalau orang kalau tu tak ni lingisan ne kita sah kuginnya ne kita kalau kat ilingi selam itu ada nak gigi dat, tera dat nasi kami gile, tera pet, siap dan ngupkan laka tu. Aglah nak kuruk, nak kuruk lapa ni hotel lah tekan nan nak kuruk nu top lu ni itak, sama biu minyak opsi, tahu nungat lalu sa biu sa, tera ni nulang itik kisiyah. No,
Mamu kuat, ingat tiga lelak nak tengat, kalau cuci kenyuk, sekarang semua nak kita kena kekau minyak pan, tak senyum nak ditingin nak nak tahu tu kuat, kalau angin paling terkulit semua,
cuci naik paling kuat dah sini semua,
jadi jalan tiga lelak semua nama ritonga, airport temu tiket cuci tinggu tikun, sama tamna hotel kalah senyap lelak. Lima jenis mik ayahnya kasi, malu nik tiada anak kupi rak so nik kata ramik cakap kau nak cut sili, airport tak naik si, kau waktu yang ini nak lu, mai airport tu di plan rak, aku tahu muna bilang nak kau nak pergi lok cuma,
ini pelik naga cakap kau kau meja sup, mana? Mak nak tanya gini panik sebab tau kak ni kukili je juga orang mesti perlu betul nak ikutkan. Keku, alamik apa? Kamu? Oh okay. Red dog. Okay.
Frontier said that you guys want to do it, they'll give four tickets to three tickets to go down and go to Anchorage to do that. So something to keep in mind if you want to do that kind of program again. And I forget for Elmer, said maybe Palmer, I think. I would say the school board too. I think that would be a good place on the school board of teaching our students.
Mr. Chairman, the NANA board approved in front of Levi and I that two places on the board.
Yes.
So that's in place.
Martha.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
One other thing while Andy's here, too. Andy's running for the assembly again, and his assembly seat for Coxie rep. And Lydia Scott is running also in the same seat. So let us vote Tarel Gitsimoti, Gitsimun Tatama, Naku Yuminyak Tomun, Kayu Tito Yuminyak Tomun. I can't campaign for Andy right now, but go to the polls and vote for whoever you think is will be helpful and useful to our borough.
Before we go into this other one here, I got Barbara wants to.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. yung na nakasi, undung ang pamo mo nakain ko yung sakturingin pa niya nakasari ako, yaro nga si Yuba, umuna, ikaw yung kaya kahit sab ko, kilay pa siwa pagma, just early ng ili si Magata sa mga dadak, just early may guwa tinunin niya ko si, piyo ko si sa mga glas si kami sang ili pa yan, kinayaka.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you. So take care of clue while we're in this subject, not the stone. Martha?
Mr. Chairman, I think Manilak had so much business last time that they met trying to select the president, but I spoke to Ben yesterday that they're going to have another board meeting sometime this week, I think, and they'll probably take care of that letter. But he said that they got the letter, they received the letter that we wrote to them. Mr. Chairman, wa tapunu me lokai nyun iliukta anu mati yumi nyai chup nak tu wok inu ni rakti mam nuk tuk inu na honuk ka ilo sup tok kati marau ni chup tok ka lala hinga kumi wunga nak tu waluk tok marata or elmer si ikutik si nalaka meeting si or nana chup samoko meeting si akakut asin for good pagma code katigun makununa isup luting meeting thing isup pagma grant sa baka sa ako masuk na kat a grant per diem tam na at umarok for kutni I guess they'll be working on adjusting the code to the meeting fee. My next venture si take care of the garden and lay not to some kind of material. We don't walk in the nook, fill with cook, lick ship to the door of the second of the summer, bring up power of cup singing now the car, the house in a lantern, jogging yourself up to it, contact the last knowledge. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I the think borough side market, we consider it everywhere. We own it everywhere.
I think we should do that too with Nana. Okay, one other thing that I wanted to bring up, Martha. We included KIC, right, on the letter?
I think we only did the three organizations, Manila, Nana, and Manila.
Oh, not KIC. If the letter was written to KIC, I was going to have our elders here in Cotterview select the representatives.
But we need to write to school district.
Yeah.
Northwest school district board.
Okay, that's clear. Then we won't bother with KIC, not unless Cotterview elders want to do that too. You want us to remember that.
Okay, anything else that we need to bring up, or anything else that anybody needs to address here? Or this time of the day? Nothing? Okay.
Were there any other volunteers that want to help put on any of these meetings? If you guys can't make it, or if Anna can't make it, can I see a show of hands and we'll put your names down and see if you guys can't make it to a meeting?
You look at it, I will say. If I will say, two months. Just name every one of them.
So to get later log over and play over market take a wood digging, so now look, market take a wood digging, the old you've seen a cool look, the old you may now see, be involved. We don't want to leave you out. If not, I ask them all, I'll say, now it's a bit cool, it's a bit cool, it's a bit cool, it's a bit cool, it's a bit cool. Price is right.
Nana, select me as the land committee. When they're having a land committee there, they want me there. So as long as there's land committee meeting in that Nana board, then they select me to sit in that one.
I got work of solo attitude. The manna or let me cast it. Nyut ko wala flu, na sila ko wala flu. Betawo tuwa. Ko nak ngaw tingin ni kala flu, pukul juhu tingin wo tignin. Aglan, kaman na, inyutet. Kaya mak ngani ni aglan, igile khat, makipadak tayo sa kanulu.
Uba, we got 1, 2, and 3, 4, elders council review, representative review, and alcohol policy and organization, and village report, and elders and visitors comments. Tapko pinyarut kising nokteyo. Wud tapko sukal ludik village pata. Kan namukadak teng na tuhit this afternoon nune. Ang ilat na yusi late flight takakton. Okay. Okay.
So Simon sama pisuk nalat. Punya dali kana taksi huni investor ma ulakun ag tikik na so moga pakai lok luar glandora na kowe yuni ting miligui yuni na lakuni nama sir stimun sibun nilak kisip na rat lupa kimba masih cakul wujit na kisip kisip ya
so sulit eh Ariba,
ini tu beliau tu aku dia awak nak buat piknik di tiga lauk tak sedih, pat nak kalau.
Ariba, dekku, buat sumi, sumi aku buat piknik saya sebuta, eli yang ni lak terkta, buat kalak tak eli sek munaglan, buat selak, wani kelang munaglan, wani kelang pun piknik aku tak aku walau tu pun nanti nak aku tak, angil yang ni lak. This is number four. Alcohol policy for organization, Martin Whiting. That would be good. Since we're talking about the alcohol, when we make these policies for these organizations, this body, all of us, should be aware of this, and we shouldn't be using that alcohol when we're down here in this meeting, because we're trying to be the leaders. What that not co-cleaning that. Mako organization pinyilak luwit pigibut ase tatna tatni timik olak titilagauda ubagut ubani angtoluta kadimba yo miyukta tatni timik ubagut aturao tigalugu piyukta changge kang omnyechu tamna khona ri raksari put ubagut kadimba yakta okta suli tamna tatna organization tatna Pisigilakalu tapko organisasi tu saya mesti ubah-ubah elter ni tak ni mesti tahu di kalau ubah ni kadimba yak tak tahu ni sangi yuminya itu kau nak kaya liu tamna ubah ngani jalan pilkrolut tamna uminga alkohol mikuk kau kangang ni punya pelak terlalu. Anything else on that? Okay.
The school board itself have an alcohol and drug policy, but not the school staff.
Jonas?
I just want to bring up what I read on other sounds. I think the teacher, what is the funniest end of the year? Association?
Yeah.
Now the teachers should belong to that. I think from the book that policy.
The teachers, they form their own union in
they have what they call tenure system. And this is the protection they have that they cannot be hired. But it also stipulates that they can be hired for a cause and using drugs and those things are justified as cause for removal. And I think there's no protection. I think that's the reason why they're going to put that stuff. You must try it to be looked at. I mean, you know, because you know, I mean, I understand the last one.
I have a dictionary of it right here. I wanted to bring it up to you. I'm glad you're talking about it. You know? There's nothing that says we can't touch their union. We could touch their union. We could go to their union representatives. And I want Vami, quote of Kanat,